As we get into the cooler months, many of us will be cranking up the heating at home, perhaps even one of those portable space heaters. But here's something to think about. Just how clean is that warm air? Today, I'm joined by Dominic Mason from Dyson to talk about their latest product and the air in our homes. Hi, Dominic.
Good morning. Hi there.
Now, many of us are very wary of the air outside, but generally, how clean is the air inside our homes?
Well, in general... We have noticed that the air inside the home can be up to five times more polluted than the air outside. When we started doing research into purification, we were mainly concerned with outdoor pollution. But as we have conducted more and more research, and at Dyson we don't like to do a little bit of research, we're kind of persistent in going into the detail and getting further and further more information. We realised that, yeah, five times more polluted indoor than outdoors in some cases.
And does that get worse when we start to heat our homes up during winter?
It's a combination of all of the different activities that you are doing in the home. So you get into the house, it's cold outside, you close all the windows and doors and put your central heating on. Immediately you're sealing yourself into an enclosed environment. Then once you start cooking or cleaning or burning fuels for heating, all of those activities start to give off harmful allergens, compounds, and what we're calling volatile organic compounds.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, effectively, they are.
Okay, now on that note, air purifiers have become popular over the last few years. I've reviewed a few of them. What are they generally catching in the air and what is their limitation?
So, again, when we first started looking at air pollution, it was an outdoor air pollution issue that first got us looking at it. And first of all, we looked at dust and very small particles in the air. So, you may hear about PM2.5, which is quite a common metric that some purifiers talk about capturing. We realized that particles in the air are a lot smaller, and those particles, dust, etc., can get trapped into your lungs and can cause allergies and allergic reactions. So we've looked at trying to capture a very fine level of particles. So we can capture up to 99.95% of allergies and pollution, pollutants, that are as small as 0.1 of a micron, which is very, very small.
Now, this might seem like an obvious question, but what is then the advantage of you being able to capture those particles?
The very small particles are the ones that bypass your body's natural defenses. So the hairs in your nose, the cilia in your lungs, the very small particles can pass through your lungs and enter into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you start to get reactions. So lots of cardiovascular issues, respiratory problems. It can affect people with asthma, allergies. So what it does is it's kind of making sure that you're getting everything. You know, we're not leaving anything out. And it's making the filtration as efficient as we can.
Okay, so you've applied this technology to Dyson's latest release, the Pure Hot Plus Cold Link Purifier Heater. Is that the main difference with this product between other purifiers and heaters?
What we're concentrating on at Dyson is when we identify a problem, we want to make sure that we are covering the problem as thoroughly as we can. So what we're looking at is efficient filtration, so 99.95% of very, very small 0.1 particles. We're also looking at whole room mixing as well. So we want to make sure that we are projecting purified air throughout the whole room to make sure that the room itself is evenly purified as opposed to one particular area concentrated next to the purifier.
Right.
And we've also wanted to incorporate intelligent sensing as well, so the machine can clean remotely.
Okay, so the machine can then tell you exactly how clean the air is and how hard it's working.
Yes, so as we continued the research process, we realised that having a purifier in the corner of the room that's working is is an advantage, but we wanted to make sure that the consumer could actually interact with not only the product itself, but also with the environment around them. So linked with sensing, efficient purification, and whole room mixing, we included the application as well, so you can actually see how clean the room is. And with the sensing and all three of those options combined, the machine can work consistently all day to clean the room, and you can view it. So if you're on your way home and you want to make sure the room is hot and purified, you can go onto it using the Link application, put in the settings that you want, and then monitor how hot and how pure the room is.
How much research and development does go into creating a product like this? You've obviously been working on it for some time.
At Dyson, we have our main research centre in the UK, and we are spending up to £5 million a week on research. And we have a number of different disciplines, from mechanical engineers all the way through to microbiologists, looking at new and better ways of improving all of our technologies. And filtration has been something close to our hearts at Dyson, starting way back with our very first dual cyclone. The dual cyclone was designed to remove the smallest particles without loss of suction. We then incorporated HEPA filters to remove carbons from motors. And that progression moved into our hand dryers, which are also HEPA filtered. And one of the interesting points is when we were doing development and testing of the hand dryers, some of that testing, in particular modeling of airflow onto the hands, we noticed that air was being drawn in from around the machine. And the engineers noticed this and thought, well, how could we apply that particular aspect of what we're seeing from the testing into another product? And that's how air amplification was born, and we started to use the air amplifier. And again, combining that new technology as well as our history of purification, that's where the purifiers have evolved from. And we continue to look at new and better ways of purifying. The kind of standard HEPA filtration and carbon tris impregnated granules that we're using is a very good technology, but we want to do something better, so we're continuing to innovate.
Right, so the result of all this is the new Dyson Pure Hot Plus Cold Link Purifier Heater that's just out this month. Dominic, finally, any other sort of general tips you could provide on room heating at home?
Well, the product's designed to be even on heating, even on purification as well. When we were doing the research, you know, for me, I didn't realize just how important it is to keep your environment at home clean. I was, you know, close the windows and no bad pollutants get in.
Yeah.
So the only advice I've got really is invest in a purifier. You know, look after your lungs and have those purifiers running. The Dyson product is, for my money, the best on the market because you are incorporating all of our key technologies as well as our applications in there. And I think if you need to find any more information, they can go to our website, which is dyson.com.au/DysonPure. And there's a lot more information on what we're doing and the products on that site.
Excellent. Dominic, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you very much.